On today's episode, we have a little news to share involving the closure of Walt Disney World and how it might affect you all. Plus, we speculate how Disney will be functioning once the parks reopen. This is episode 279 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show today. My name is Jamie Lee, and I am joined by my husband, as always, Mr. Jared Lee, my partner in social quarantine. How are you, Jared?
I don't know if I'm ever going to financially recover from this, if you don't know what that's from.
It's a little Tiger King
for you. I'm doing good. If you've seen Tiger King, then you would know.
Probably. We talked about it before. We're not going to go into it. Just know that Jared actually watched it now, and he gets what I've been talking about for like the last week.
I mean, it wasn't undersold by any means. Sure. It's an interesting ride. I'll give it that way. Yeah. I will say, growing up where I grew up, I would be lying if I said I'd never seen people on meth do very odd things and marry very strange people. But it never was to the level of Tiger King, I will say. So,
well, speaking of watching things, what else have we been watching a lot of, Jared?
Well, during a quarantine, you know, you watch stuff. Vampirina has been a hit lately. Oh. Thanks for putting that back into my head, because I did have it out, and then it's back in. It's been back and forth between Vampirina and Fancy Nancy, at least for us, with our daughter.
And Big Hero 6, the series.
Yeah, which I actually like that, because mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Big Hero 6. But this isn't just us. This is our daughter, in mm-hmm. case you're wondering. Not us just choosing to watch Vampirina.
You walk in and Jared's like, no, I'm not watching Fancy Nancy. What do you mean?
She's so fancy. I want to see what goes on. And then I got tricked a little bit tonight because I was on my computer, and I'm guessing there was an ad that got released a little bit early, and it said, well, stream onward on Disney Plus. Like, assuming it was basically look like right now. I don't know if I didn't. Potentially, there was some fine print I didn't see, mm-hmm. but I was like, oh, it's on there early, and then it wasn't, and it was disappointing.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But I even got our daughter all worked up about it, and then it wasn't there.
Yeah, I believe they announced the release for that. It was supposed to be April 3rd, which is today for you all, so it should be on Disney+.
It should be there
now,
but yeah, so... Yeah, it's been, like most people, we've been streaming a lot of things, and so, yeah.
It's been an interesting time.
I'm going to go get a plethora of bedazzled shirts, and yeah. By the way, I found some Tiger King socks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I might get them. Good actually. To know. Yeah, so, but we actually have some news to talk about today, which is kind of nice, because the last couple weeks, other than just saying Disney's closed and... we don't know when it's going to reopen. We've got some stuff to talk about.
We do. And that's a majority of what we'll talk about is everything that's, you know, what's on people's minds. So,
and the good news is I don't think Carol Baskins is behind any of this.
Right. Again, if you haven't seen that, you won't know what he's talking about. So
we can't prove
moving
it.
Moving on.
Sorry.
But, you know, before we get to the news and what we're going to talk about for our discussion today, we want to mention all the other shows in our network, like Diz Dudes, that's on every Wednesday with Jeremy and Jared. They do a live stream Monday or Tuesday, either one. And Club 32, you can catch that if you're a Club 32 member, and you can sign up for that if you want to be a member at ctmvip.com. Otherwise, the podcast does come out on Wednesdays. There's also Main Street Magic, that's Tuesdays and Thursdays with Jeremy and Miss Rhonda. There's The Jonda Show on Club 32 with me and Rhonda. We were going to do that about once a month. We may do another episode here shortly since it's April now. There's Trip Tales. That's on this feed. I don't know when I'll be doing another one since the parks are closed and I need people to go on trips, you know. So that's a little bit of a hiatus. And then we've got, you know, C-Team of the Movies for Club 32. We've got
the
some
cooking show.
We've got the cooking show we do on Club 32
every Friday with Jamie and I.
Yeah.
Week we're making. So let's see. We've done bread pudding.
We did Ohana bread pudding. We did cheeseburger egg rolls.
Yes. And then this week, what are we doing?
We're doing the Ohana noodles and dumplings.
I thought they were pot stickers.
It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Dumplings.
I thought dumplings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chinese dumplings and pot stickers. It's like interchangeable words. I mean, to me, at least they are.
Okay. Yeah, so, we're making that this Friday. So we do those live. Those are actually really fun because we just cook really for fun. Like however long it takes and we just sit there and chat and cook and eat.
Jared picks a topic and he rants.
That's not true. I was forced into ranting.
You weren't forced to do anything.
People brought it up. Anyways. But yeah.
But yeah, so that's what we're going to do for this this cooking series this Friday. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. And
I don't know if we made it clear that the cooking segment is in Club 32. Sorry.
Yes,
I don't know if we made that clear.
Sorry, yes. Club 32 for sure. Okay. You want to get to the news?
I do. Before we do that, we just should mention our awesome travel sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel, which obviously right now Disney is closed, which we will discuss in the news as well. But we are assuming it's going to reopen at some point in the future, hopefully the nearer future. So if you're still looking to plan a trip or you're just curious about, you know, especially once Disney comes out, which I'm sure there's going to be some pretty good offers coming up probably late summer, early fall. Just go to travelwithzip.com and just fill out the form there and just tell them what you're kind of looking at doing and you're looking around. They're not going to pressure you or anything like that, but they'll get you in contact with somebody and just work with you. And it's really nice having a travel agent because it's almost like having your own assistant. They just take care of a lot of this stuff for you. So planning a Disney trip obviously is got enough going on with it without having to do it all yourself. So it's kind of nice for that end of a thing. So if you go to travelwithzip.com, and contact them, and we're super excited to be working with Zippity Doodah Travel, which we'll probably just call Zip Travel because it's a mouthful the other way. But we're very excited, and they're good people, so go check them out. Okay, now we can get along with everything else.
Oh, okay. All right. So the first of the news that we're going to talk about today is it's basically kind of like a summary of everything that's closed and basically the status of Disney, I guess. It's just an update because it has changed because of, like, as time goes along, they have to keep updating us. Like, okay, now it's closed until then. Now it's closed until here. So this is just an update.
It's all closed.
Yeah.
That's the story. So obviously Disney's closed until further notice. I do know internally, I mean, they're still, it seemed like maybe planning things in 2-week increments. So they're listing potential park time openings. But again, I think that's, nobody knows, but there is now a statewide stay-at-home order that was just going into effect. It goes into effect technically when we're recording this tonight at midnight, and that is for 30 days where residents can only be out and about for essential visits to grocery stores, gas stations, banks, pharmacies, and doctors' office visits. And the order goes into effect. Well, it's in effect now. So, and I believe there's in there a curfew with that too. So it looks like, unless that 30-day notice is lifted early, that Disney won't be reopening in April. So there goes my prediction.
Right now, you know, they say this is in place until May 2nd for the state of Florida.
Yeah.
So unless Florida lifts their ban, their social distancing stay-at-home order, then I don't think Disney World can open.
Did they? No, I know
this is an executive order. So
right. Well, when California did theirs, they put the language in there that it did not actually affect the theme parks. Did they do that for Florida?
That I don't know.
I haven't looked at it. I need to check and see. I know California's did, but Florida's may not have. But at this point, I doubt they did include that. So, but again, they could lift it early. They could, but we'll see.
I mean, if you have a trip scheduled for this month, for the end of April, you may want to rethink. You may want to go ahead and reschedule. I mean, you could wait. You could wait it out, but
chances are
it's going to be closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So what other updates do we have, Jared?
Well, Disney's Hilton Head Island and Vero Beach resorts are both closed temporarily. Disneyland, both theme parks, Downtown Disney, and the hotels of Disneyland Resort will remain closed until further notice. Disney Cruise Line has suspended all new departures through and including April 12th of 2020. Adventures by Disney has suspended all new departures through the end of April. And Aulani, a Disney resort and spa, is closed until further notice. So that's where things currently stand.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just a little bit of an update for you guys, if you are unfamiliar, which I'm sure you're not, but that's just a little reminder. And then we've got some other news stories related to these things that we're going to talk about. The first one has to do with cast members and what they're getting paid. And if, you know, obviously this is close to us since Jared's dad is a cast member, so he can kind of speak to this more than I could. But anyway, so if you want to go ahead and talk about that, Jared.
So Disney has been paying their employees since parks have been closed. And then they announced they were going to be paying them through April 18th. And then Disney came out today and said that Disney is going to furlough some Disney Parks cast members starting April 19th. And it says here that the Walt Disney Company has announced that they will furlough non-essential executive salaried and non-union hourly cast members in domestic parks starting April 19th. Eligible cast members will continue to receive health care benefits. It says here, the COVID-19 pandemic is having a devastating impact on our world with untold suffering and loss and has required all of us to make sacrifices. Over the last few weeks, mandatory decrees from government officials have shut down a majority of our business. Disney employees have received full pay and benefits during this time. We've committed to paying them through April 18th for a total of 5 additional weeks of compensation. However, with no clear indication of when we can restart our businesses, we're forced to make the difficult decision to take the next step and furlough employees whose jobs aren't necessary at this time. The furlough process will begin on April 19th, and all impacted workers will remain Disney employees through the duration of the furlough period. They will receive full healthcare benefits, plus the cost of employee and company premiums will be paid by Disney, and thus enrolled in Disney Aspire. Those enrolled in Disney Aspire will have continued access to the education program. Additionally, employees with available paid time off can elect to use some or all of it at the start of the furlough period, and once furloughed are eligible to receive an extra $600 per week in federal compensation through the $2 trillion economic stimulus bill, as well as state unemployment insurance. Disney is still in discussion with unions regarding represented workers impacted by the furlough. So,
they had to do this.
Well, you know, I knew when I saw it say April 18th that something after that they were probably going to furlough. I mean, you know, even a company as big as Disney can only continue to pay people when there's no revenue on that side coming in for so long. I mean, you know,
right?
They can't do it indefinitely, and that. I kind of wonder if that was going to happen too, because Disney then also announced, and we don't have a news story for this, but their executives were reducing their pay, I believe 20-30%. I know Bob Iger completely.
He's
not taking any salary. So he's still on, but he's just not going to get paid. So they're taking some cuts, which, you know, I commend them for doing. I mean, they didn't, you don't read about a lot of companies doing that. So. They're definitely trying their best to help out through this time. So, and I think, too, when I saw them do that, I figured this was going to happen because it kind of sends the message, too, of if your executives are taking a pay cut and this is happening to employees, it's not the same thing. It doesn't create that, you know, dichotomy where, you know, the cast members that are, you know, on the front lines are taking a pay cut and taking a hit, but the executives aren't. You know, everybody's kind of in it together, so...
Sure.
I think it's a good move, and it's a good optics move too.
Right. But Chapek is taking a cut, but only 50%.
40. Well, only. I mean, that's quite a bit.
Right, but that's weird. Why is it only 50?
I think he's taking the most, though.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. I'm glad they're doing that. And I'm glad they're doing something for the employees. Yeah.
Well, and again,
cutting them loose.
People could, you might say only 50%, but I mean, they don't have to do anything. So, you know, mm-hmm. And I haven't, other companies may be doing this, but I haven't read it anywhere else. So, I wouldn't be surprised if this has become kind of a common thing throughout all this, that some companies are doing this, but there's a lot of companies that are able to still function throughout this, and Disney, you know, on a lot of their fronts have not been able to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there's that for you guys. The next thing we're just going to mention real quick is about reservations, like future reservations.
Walt Disney World is now accepting reservations from June 1st and later and offers free dining plan. And it says here, Disney states that for guests who are interested in modifying their existing travel dates or making new reservations for a future vacation, reservations are currently available for travel dates June 1st and later. It says, as always, guests are able to modify these bookings if Walt Disney World opens before or after that time. It says here, the free dining offer is available when you purchase a non-discounted package that includes theme park tickets and accommodations at select Disney Resort hotels. It is valid for arrivals June 1st through September 30th of 2020, with bookings available through May 31st. The offer is valid only for guests who booked a vacation package or room reservation to stay at a Disney Resort hotel during the dates in which Walt Disney World is closed. Offer is not valid for reservations canceled before March 1st of 2020. And yeah, so
that's kind of cool. So a little bit of a incentive for you if you want to reschedule. And the fact that they're not taking any reservations from now until June 1st is a little telling.
Potentially. Mm-hmm. And I will get into that in our discussion of some various ways in which they could reopen. But I don't necessarily think that means June 1st is when they would, that, you know, before that nothing would happen. So it could just be, mm-hmm. you know, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Again, they could always change their minds. They could just update this whole thing and say, just kidding, we're opening a little earlier than we thought. Who knows? Like, as of right now, though, you know, it looks like, you know, no one's going to be able to book anything unless you have an existing reservation. At least for May, if they decide to open in May, but
right.
We'll see. Okay, so there's that. And then the last thing we're going to talk about is what's going on for annual pass holders. Cause this was kind of an odd situation for annual pass holders. Like, okay, we're still paying monthly payments, but we can't go.
Well, Disney was starting to get some heat for this.
Right.
In that even though you couldn't go to the parks, there were still, you know, people were still being forced to pay. And, you know, a lot of people are having issues paying mortgage and paying just essentials. So Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort announced modified plan for annual pass holders. It says Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort have announced adjustments affecting annual pass holders in light of the extended closure of both resorts, including possible refunds and changes to payment plans. It says paid in full. Annual pass holders who are paid in full will automatically have their annual passes extended by the number of days that the theme parks are closed. Those pass holders are also now have the option of a partial refund reflecting the closure period, thus keeping their expiration date the same. Disney will release information soon on how pass holders can receive a refund. If you're on a payment plan, those payments will stop on April 5th, and any payments made between March 14th and April 4th will be refunded. Payments will resume with the theme parks when the theme parks reopen. Expiration dates on those annual passes will not be extended and will expire on their original expiration dates. Pass holders on the payment plan can also choose instead to have their monthly payments postponed starting April 5th, then resume once the theme park opens. Skipped payments will be added to the end of the regularly scheduled payment plan. Expiration dates on those annual passes will be extended, and Disney will release information soon on how pass holders can choose this option.
Okay, so there was some discussion in the Facebook group about this and a little confusion. So if you are an out-of-state pass holder or you paid in full, like it said before, you know, you will get a partial refund or and keeping the expiration date the same, which is nice. Or you can just leave it as it is and extend by the number of days. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so that's pretty cut and dry. For if you're on a payment plan like we are, you can either like just stop payments like right now and extend your expiration date and they'll continue just on until the new expiration date, or you can you know halt your payment dates, keep the expiration date the same, and it would just resume once the park's open. So like you're still the same amount that you're paying.
Yeah.
It's just when the expiration date is, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we haven't really talked about what we'll do. I guess it didn't really matter.
We
renew every year, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I would just say they can pause it and they just pick it up when it's done. Because that'll extend. I mean, it'll be mm-hmm. more than likely which will be interesting to see. More than likely, Disney will raise prices on annual passes.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually makes more sense just to let the payments pause and then pick them back up. And
that is something to consider, everyone. I just didn't think about that.
Yeah. If they do.
If, yeah.
I don't. It's hard to say after this. They may not, if they see attendance being pretty low, they may not. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they still do. It may not just be to the extent that we're used to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll save what I was going to say until later because I had something I want to say about, but I'll save it till our discussion. So,
okay.
Okay. That's basically all that we are going to discuss as far as news goes. There's some little things here and there I was going to maybe talk about, but did you see anything news that you wanted to mention before we move on to the discussion? Because I don't want to leave anything out, but I don't think anything was super important. Oh, they're flying the flag.
I did see that.
That was kind of cool. Cute. I like that they're doing that. The security is doing that.
I saw that story about the executives taking a bit of a pay cut there. So yeah. I thought that was something to share. But other than that, like we said, there is some news this week. Not all. It's still vague and not the best of news, but it's still news. So.
And then there is that web series about Imagineering that's debuting about their headquarters. Takes you through their building.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. So you can look at that as well. And
Onward. I mean, Onward will be on Disney Plus.
Onward
will
be on.
So that's
And then Disney's been donating those N95 masks to hospitals, ponchos to the hospitals.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. So just little things like that. Okay, let's just move on to our discussion here. So we thought we would talk about what we think the parks are going to look like whenever they start to open. And we're going to refer to an article that Jared, I think you found on USA Today about Shanghai Disney.
Yeah.
That is maybe something to look at there.
It's something you and I had talked about. I know Jeremy and I kind of talked back and forth about. It's like when Disney does reopen. And let's say it is, I don't know, let's just say it's May 1st. How is it going to look? Are they just going to say...
Well, it wouldn't be May 1st. It would be like May 3rd. But
you know what I mean? Beginning of May.
Okay.
You know, are they just going to say, we're open, you know, everything's back to normal, come on in, or are they going to do it in phases? And I lean toward it will reopen in different phases. And one reason for this, I think, is what they're doing in Shanghai. And they're reopening it kind of in phases here. So, this here says Shanghai Disney Resort partially reopened Monday after the entire Shanghai Disney Park closed for over a month amid growing concerns over the spread of coronavirus. Says the Shanghai Disneyland Park remains closed, according to the park's official website, but to kick off a, quote, step of phased reopening, a limited number of shopping, dining, and recreational experiences resume on Monday at Disney Town, Wishing Star Park, and Shanghai Disney Hotel. Each of these resort locations will operate under limited capacity and reduced hours of operation. Shanghai Disney is co-owned by Walt Disney Company. Every guest entering the resort will be required to go through temperature screening procedures, and they will be required to wear a mask during their entire visit is also another thing that's said here. It says the resort will provide an extensive range of measures designed to ensure a safe and healthy experience for all guests. Cast members in downtown Disney tenant employees, including strict and comprehensive approaches on sanitation, disinfection, and cleanliness. And also said guests will also be reminded to maintain respectful social distances at all times while in stores, queues, and restaurants. So I just wanted to bring that up because I think that may be a blueprint in what Disney does. At least I wouldn't be surprised. And that's why you were saying that June 1st, when you can make reservation for things, we very well could see Disney open in a certain phase. You know, let's say it starts May 3rd. The parks may not be open, but they may say Disney Springs is open. The resorts are open. And what that would really bring in would just be mostly locals, I would assume. Most people probably wouldn't travel just for that.
Maybe not.
Some would, but for the most part, you're the bulk of people that would not. So I still think at this point, too, there's still going to be the social distancing. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities that they're taking temperatures.
Like where?
I mean, it could be. I mean, if they're
to enter everything, like into the parks, into the resorts. Well,
they could be, and I don't know this for sure. I know some people that have flown have said a lot of places they'll take your temperature and then they give you sort of like a badge or a sticker or something that shows like you don't have a temperature.
Oh my gosh!
If the another thing they could do too, and this is just kind of throwing it out there. I mean, there is a new test that's been there's been some coronavirus tests that have been approved. One's for 15 minutes, one's for 5, and I believe there was one that was just got FDA approval for 2 minutes. So potentially, you could also test people to see if they have it before they let you too far in. And these are some of the ones of apparently the coronavirus test is not very comfortable. They go very deep into your
nose, nasal. Right? Yeah.
These are supposed to be very upfront in your nose, so not like super uncomfortable. So I could see, this being a thing, and I it got brought up in the Facebook group. And somebody said, you know, they don't see, it'd be hard to see Disney doing that because it'd be less money. But at the same time, too, some money is better than no money. And right now they got no money coming in, and the last thing they want to do is reopen and have an outbreak because of them or have to reclose again. So I could totally see it kind of happening in phase like this. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. The one thing that I was concerned with was if they're talking about practicing, let's say they open in quote unquote phases. Let's say they open Disney Springs first. And the resorts, but not the parks.
Okay.
So I can see a lot of people staying on property just to go. Just to be like, I need some Disney in my life. Let's go stay at one of the hotels. Just kind of do a staycation. And then opening the parks with limited capacity. But how would you control like standing in lines?
Well, you've seen
like 6 feet between.
Have you seen it at grocery stores though? They've got stuff taped off.
I haven't seen it actually. I don't go out.
I saw it at Publix the other day. They had tape where it was like you're supposed to stand and
really.
And for the most part, people kind of do keep their distance better. I think a lot of people with this, you know, I'm assuming if people were not keeping their distance, I'm sure at this point people would be very vocal about that. I also could see, too, wearing masks. I could see it. And there is some data. It's kind of conflicting. But I think once, obviously, the vital stuff is to get them to the healthcare workers and the hospitals and stuff like that. But once, you know, all those stocks are replenished and you know, there's an abundance of them, I could then see Disney handing them out or you having your own, stuff like that. So, the park could look very different, at least for the foreseeable future.
Would they ever do a thing where they just allow resort guests to go into the parks? Like people that have a resort reservation are the only ones allowed in the parks until a certain amount of time.
I could see that because for a crowd control thing too, because they're still going to limit capacity. Would be my guess if they're doing what Shanghai did, and also if they are doing things like temperature checking, if they were doing.
Right.
Coronavirus tests.
They could do it at the resort.
Right, and they could control. So the only people in the parks would be people that they know have been tested. So
that's kind of what I was thinking. And it would get the people. It would get the resorts to up their numbers maybe if they're hurting.
I mean, you know, if it was me, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of hoops to jump through. But again, I mean, right now they're not making any money.
They would. I think they would totally sacrifice a little time and effort too. To reopen in some capacity.
Well, and two, I think you're going to have the issue also of people being weary of going out after this. There's going to be a little bit of a hangover of even if it's let's say best case scenario and they're like coronavirus is gone, we've got rid of it. Let's say something happened and they got rid of it 100% of it. There's still going to be people that are very hesitant to go out. And by doing all these measures and saying, listen, we're going to take your temperature, we're going to do a test. So the only people that are going to be in the resorts or in the parks are going to be people that they don't have it. There's no way that you, whatever. So it could put some people at ease about going back. And that's something that it's sort of kind of after 9/11, people were uneasy about traveling for a bit. It wasn't that they didn't want to go to Disney. It was just they were uneasy about getting on airplanes. So it's a similar thing in that there's just going to be some people that are very weary of going to large, you know, gatherings and stuff like that. So I don't think Disney would be the only one. I think there'd be a lot of places if these tests are rather quick, and depending on how expensive they are and all that stuff, you could see, you know, sporting events, all kinds of places kind of implement this to because their problem is going to be they'll be cleared to play, but how many people are going to go? Because it's a public gathering, and I think that could be something that they do to help put people at ease.
The thing that you're talking about, like taking temperatures, they could do it, but I don't think that's a totally effective way, because there are a lot of people that have the virus that don't show symptoms for days.
Right.
And so you'd have to test them directly to be able to know if they have it for sure. So that's why I don't think they would choose taking temperatures at the parks or like before entering. You know, I don't think that would... I mean, they might. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You do the temperature and you do the test. Because you could also have people, too. I mean, that they may not have coronavirus. They may have the flu. And Disney doesn't want that press either, that people, you know, were getting sick there, even if it was not coronavirus. So, you know, I could... Could I have seen this being something that would have gone on 3 months ago? Nope. But now, yeah. I mean, I potentially, if that's what they did, I wouldn't be shocked by it. And it, honestly, if it was me, and let's say, you know, we do this on Disney's all the time. Let's say the Bobs or Bob, you know, comes to us and says, what do we do here? If it was feasible where the tests weren't insanely expensive, you could set up checkpoints, which you could, I would totally do it. I think that would be the thing that would put people at ease. I think that would be the thing to help mitigate the spread further and things like that. So, you know, And you got to hope, too, that people do that, and then they come in, obviously, and spending money in the parks and all this stuff like that. So even if, it's going to impact your revenue, but like I said, you don't have any revenue coming in right now. So any revenue is better than no revenue. Plus, in that scenario, I would assume there'd be some pretty good resort deals going on.
Yeah, I would hope so.
We'll see, though. I don't know. It'll be interesting. And then then the next phase, I guess, would be if they're... How long does that stay implement? If they were to do that, how long do they continue to do that? How often do they test you? Are they going to test you every single day? Are they going to test, you know, if you, you know, stuff like that?
Well, I think that, I mean, obviously, you know, we're talking about with the stay at home order, you know, given by Florida. Like, obviously, if that's in place, no locals are going to be able to go if Disney's exempt from that, which I don't think they are.
I don't believe. I didn't hear that they were. Right. Again, I haven't read it, though.
Unless Florida lifts it early, then, you know, May 3rd looks like the earliest it's going to happen. But if they're going by every 2 week kind of deal where they look at it and they make decisions every 2 weeks, like your dad was saying.
Right.
Then, you know, maybe they'll start opening May 17th, or maybe it'll be Memorial Day weekend, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm leaning more toward, you know, I said May 1st just as a, you know, I was very cautious about saying May 1st, but based on what has been ordered now, unless there's a drastic dip in the spread, which it has dipped. Like, the spread of it is not... Like, I feel like it is going down.
It's slowing down.
It is slowing down.
Well, and the thing to remember about the numbers, too, is that...
Better testing and stuff, right?
True. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is it's not like the numbers you're seeing. It's not like at midnight they're getting those numbers just next day. Like, here's fresh numbers. A lot of those numbers, there is a lag in terms of
couple days,
when they're reported. I don't know exactly. I've heard anywhere from up to a week.
Up to a week.
Maybe even longer. So once... The one thing that does lean toward... Again, who knows? But if it could potentially be lifted early, would be if they do start seeing a pretty good steady decline in this, that would then mean that the data they're getting, they're behind on that data, so they're already seeing it in a good trend.
Yeah.
And then potentially could do it. Again, who knows? Yeah. But that's something that there's still, I think, a sliver of hope that it could be late April when they open. But again, I don't think the parks themselves, after seeing what Shanghai's doing, would probably be open. It would probably be some sort of just, you know, resorts and Disney Springs. If I were to put money on it,
yeah,
that's what I would bet the opening would probably look like.
Well, I want to end this show on a positive note and say, what is the first thing you would ride at Disney World when it opens and all the rides are open and everything? What would you want to ride?
Rise of the Resistance.
Right.
But if we're talking traditional Disney ride.
Big Thunder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Thunder is just kind of it for me. Like that whole area. Yeah.
I do Rise, of course. I actually want to ride Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway again.
I do too.
Because our daughter can ride it. So that's kind of special. She can't ride Big Thunder or Rise.
True.
You know, so I think that would be fun to do when it opens again.
And you still haven't got to ride Smuggler's Run.
I still have not got to ride Smuggler's
I don't.
It's going to be open a full year before I get to ride it.
I just don't even know how you'll do. Yeah, that's true. I don't even know, just given your motion sickness. I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see if it makes you sick
or okay.
not.
It's okay. I mean, it's all right. Yeah. It's fine. I'll deal with it. But I want to do that. I want to eat at, you know, obviously Ohana again. And I want to eat at California Grill. I want to eat at Tiffin's. I want to eat at Nomad Lounge. There's so many things I want to do that I just keep, like, I like find myself daydreaming of like, oh, if I was at Disney right now, I would be riding this, or I would be eating this, or I would be doing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's something, it's crazy, because like when you feel like you can't go, like someone's telling you you cannot go to the parks, you're like, oh, I want to go so much more. I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
So.
As is human nature.
So.
Well.
Disney daydreaming. That's what I'm doing.
You know what? What have you got to do to get through the days?
Yes.
that's what I was going to say. So we did have Mother's Day at Polynesian planned, and we had a VIP tour we were going to be able to do with Zip Travel in April, and that is going to have to be moved probably, unfortunately.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm very bummed about.
Yeah.
But hopefully we can move Polynesian from Mother's Day to Father's Day. And
that's the plan.
Still hopefully do that. Because I want to do the Twilight Feast in the room.
As we've discussed
before. As we've discussed many times.
Yes.
And that'll be another thing, too, about the restaurants. I could very much see, and my dad was bringing this up, because my dad's a bus driver, not allowing as many people on buses probably would be my guess. Also, probably restaurants, you could see 50% capacity sort of situations to keep people a distance. So, I just now thought of that just since we were bringing that up. But I think things like that could change. But
how do they do that though? Because, you know, if you're in an enclosed space like that and someone, let's say someone does have the virus, like on the bus.
Well, ideally, again.
You're tested first. Okay, got it.
You're testing. Yeah, I mean, that's really where I'm almost looking at this as saying, like, the only way you put the public at ease is if it's like anybody is either in a Disney resort, on a Disney bus. But yet again, they may not have buses running if it's just resort stuff. And maybe they would to Disney Springs. But they could also just not have bus transportation for a bit and say,
right,
you either have to have a car or you're going to get around yourself. Who knows? But I really think the only way to really put people at ease, if somebody were to sneeze on a bus and the bus doesn't throw them out the window and revolt,
would be. It's been really hard for me because I have allergies, and so I sneeze a lot.
That's the rough thing about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
We went to the grocery store the other day just to get a few things, and I sneezed, and I swear, people gave me the like death stare, like, does she have it?
Oh, if you're sneezing in public now, it's essentially like.
Does that have really bad allergies?
Yeah, it's you're going to get some looks. Yeah. And I think, honestly, I believe this is the first time I've ever kind of had remotely a little bit of allergies. I never had them in Missouri much, but I've noticed a little bit. And I know it's not anything because it's been going on for like a month. But it's like, I've even noticed if I'm out in public and it's like, don't cough. Don't cough. Like, don't do anything. So it's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's all I have. That's all I want to talk about today. So, and, you know, before we go, we want to mention, you know, with this coronavirus and the shutdown, and there's a lot of businesses out there that have to stay closed, but there are some like small business restaurants, like local restaurants and companies like online that, you know, they're kind of struggling a little bit, so they could use your support. And when we have, you know, the sponsor of the show, we really love them to death, is Expedition Roasters.
Yes. And like Jamie said, it's small business. It's hard right now. So if you can't afford it, if you have the means, you know, we've been trying to do more takeout type stuff and things like that. Yeah, and small business wise, I mean, Exhibition Roasters is, you know, I know they've been feeling it as well. So if you want some, you know, great coffee, which if you're going to be in your houses, you might as well have some good coffee. And they can send it directly to your doorstep, so you don't have to go to the store and get it. They can send it right to you.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It's great coffee. It really is. And if you go to expeditionroasters.com, use the promo code CTM15. It gets you 15% off. And if you order at least $49 worth of coffee, and if you want to get shirts and mugs and stuff like that, you can as well. You get free shipping. So, again, they're a great small business. They're really good people. And it's just right now with a small business, it's tough out there. And so hopefully, like I said, if you can afford it, if it's something that you want and you like coffee, you know, highly suggest you do it. So, again, go to expeditionroasters.com. Use the promo code CTM15. And I just want to also mention – and I forgot to mention earlier with like Zip Travel, if you have booked a trip through a travel agency, any travel agency, if you're able to rebook it, if you rebook a trip, Disney is covering or protecting the commissions versus if you're just canceling it. So obviously if you have to cancel for financial reasons, obviously you need to do what you need to do. But if you're able to just move it, that does help out those businesses as well. So just want to put that out there.
Thank you, Jared.
You're welcome.
And thank you, everybody, for watching or listening today. And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks.